Today we're building an Urban Echo Jungle Drum Bus enabled in Live 12, and this is all about making your drums hit hard, glue together properly, and evolve across the arrangement without losing that raw DNB energy. So think of this lesson as two jobs happening at once. First, we're shaping the drum sound itself. Second, we're making that drum sound move over time, so it doesn't feel like a loop sitting there on repeat. In drum and bass, that difference matters a lot. A good break can still feel flat if nothing changes. But when the drum bus is breathing, when the tone opens up, when the drive rises before a drop, suddenly the track feels like a real record. We're aiming for that dark, gritty, Urban Echo kind of vibe. Tight drums, a little dirt, a little space, and enough automation to make the arrangement feel alive. Not overcooked, not too clean, just controlled chaos in the best way. Let's start with the session setup. First, organize your drums into clear groups. Keep your kick on one track or one group, your snare or clap on another, your break or chop layer on another, your tops and shakers separate, and any effects hits or fills on their own tracks as well. Then route all of those into a parent drum bus group. This is a huge workflow win. It means you can process the whole kit together, but still control individual parts when needed. That matters in DNB because 1 dB on the drum bus can feel surprisingly big at 174 BPM. A tiny move can change the whole feel of the groove. A good habit here is to name your tracks by roll, not by sound source. So instead of naming something after the sample pack or file name, call it snare core, break top, ride lift, fill effects. That makes arrangement decisions much faster later. Now before you add any bus processing, get the raw balance right. This is one of the most important parts of the lesson. If the drums already sound messy before the bus chain will just exaggerate the mess. So set the kick so it punches through without fighting the sub. Keep the snare forward and solid. Let the break provide motion, not clutter. Keep the tops airy, but not harsh or hissy. If you need to trim levels, use utility on the individual groups rather than pushing everything into the bus too hard. A solid target is to have the drum bus peaking around minus 6 dB before processing. That gives you headroom and keeps the chain responsive. Now let's build the actual drum bus chain using stock Ableton devices. Start with EQ8. Use it for cleanup first. You probably don't need much here. A gentle high pass around 25 to 35 Hz can clear unnecessary rumble. If the bus feels boxy, try a small cut somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz. And if the snare or hats are too sharp, tame a little around 3 to 6 Hz. The key word is small. We're not carving the soul out of the drums, just making space. Next comes drum bus. This is where the glue, weight, and attitude start to happen. Use drive in a moderate range, maybe around 5 to 15% as a starting point. Keep crunch low to moderate unless you want a more aggressive texture. Use boom carefully, because too much low-end enhancement can blur the kick and interfere with the bass line. And adjust damp so the top end stays smooth instead of brittle. After that, add glue compressor. We want cohesion, not destruction. Try a ratio of 2 to 1 or 4 to 1. Keep the attack somewhere around 10 to 30 milliseconds so the transients can still punch through. Release can be auto, or something like 0.1 to 0.3 seconds depending on the groove. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. If you're seeing way more than that, you're probably squeezing the life out of the break. Then add saturator if the drums need a bit more density or edge. Turn on soft clip. Add just a little drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB, and compensate the output so you're hearing tone, not just volume. If needed, finish with utility. This is useful if the source gets too wide and you want to keep things mono-compatible, or if you plan to automate width later in the arrangement. Order matters here. Clean up first, then character, then glue, then final tone. If you compress before you remove mud, the whole bus can get cloudy very quickly. Now, one of the biggest dangers with drum bus processing in jungle and DNB is flattening the break. The groove has to breathe. The ghost notes, the swing, the tiny chop timing, all of that is part of the personality. So don't overdo the transient shaping. If the break feels too soft, use the transient control in drum bus gently. If it feels too spiky, back it off and let the glue compressor smooth things out a little. Keep the boom short enough that it doesn't mask the bass. And unless the style is intentionally crushed, don't let bus compression get much beyond 3 or 4 dB. Now we get to the fun part. Automation. This is where the drum bus stops beating static and starts acting like part of the arrangement. In a strong DNB tune, the drums don't just play the same way from beginning to end. They evolve. Maybe the intro is darker and thinner. Maybe the drop opens up. Maybe the second drop gets a little dirtier or wider. That kind of movement creates momentum even when the pattern stays familiar. Good automation targets on the drum bus include drum bus drive, glue compressor threshold, saturator drive, EQ8 tone shaping, utility width, and send levels to delay or reverb returns. Here's a simple arrangement idea. For the intro, keep the drum bus a little restrained. Less drive, slightly darker tone, maybe a bit less width. That makes the section feel distant and atmospheric. Then as you approach the drop, start opening things up. Increase the drive a little, bring back some high end, and maybe add a touch of send to a delay or reverb return on the final fill. When the drop lands, let it hit clean. You don't need to automate everything all the time. In fact, restraint is what makes the changes feel powerful. Then in the second 16 bars of the drop, give the listener a subtle upgrade. Maybe a little more drive. Maybe slightly more top-end openness. Maybe a touch more width on the tops. You're not rebuilding the tune, just making the second half feel like it's climbing. A really solid move is to automate drum bus drive from around 6% in the intro up to around 12 or 14% at the drop, or gently lower the glue compressor threshold so the drop feels a little more squeezed and forward. If you do use width automation, keep it on the top layers, not the kick and sub. The core low end should stay centered and solid. Now let's talk about space, because this lesson is called Urban Echo for a reason. You want atmosphere, but you don't want to wash out the groove. So create a return track with echo or delay. Maybe a reverb if you need it for transition hits, and possibly a filter delay if you want a more characterful jungle flavor. Keep those returns dark and controlled. Use short sync delay times, like 1/8 or 1/16. Keep feedback moderate or low. Filter out the low end so you don't clutter the mix. Then automate send levels on specific moments, like snare fills before a drop, the last hit of a four-bar phrase, or an occasional break stab and a breakdown. That's the key here. Let the echo be an event, not a constant wash. A classic move is to throw the final snare of a phrase into a longer delay, then pull it back right as the full groove lands. That creates tension and release without taking over the whole drum section. Now think about arrangement and phrase logic, not just looping. In drum and bass, the energy should shift every 8 or 16 bars. Even if the groove is similar, the listener should feel progression. So maybe the first 8 bars are filtered and lighter. The next 8 bars add break detail and slightly more glue. Then the drop lands fully. Later, you remove one percussion layer or add a small fill. Then the second drop comes back a little rougher, wider, or more saturated. This is where automation lanes in arrangement view really shine. You can make very small changes that have a very big emotional effect. A 1 dB boost on the bus in the second phrase. A slight low mid dip to open space for the bass. A little hat lift after a fill. A tiny change in break chop variation at the end of a section. And that's the real lesson here. Subtle movement is what makes the track feel designed. A few coaching notes to keep in mind while you work. Automate amount, not just on and off. Small moves in drive, threshold, or send level usually sound more musical than hard switching devices in and out. Protect the groove hero. If your break has a special shuffle or ghost note pattern, don't process it so hard that the micro timing gets blurred. Think in contrast. A darker intro makes the drop feel louder, even if the actual volume barely changes. And let one element lead the transition. Maybe it's a snare echo. Maybe it's a hat lift. Maybe it's the bus drive rising. But don't have everything shouting at once. If you want a more advanced variation, you can also try a parallel crush lane. Duplicate the drum group to a return or separate audio track. Slam it with compression and saturation. Low cut it, and blend it quietly under the main bus. That gives you urgency and density without destroying the main groove. You can even automate that blend slightly higher in the second drop. You can also think in section-specific bus chains. Maybe one version of the drum bus is cleaner for the intro and breakdown, while another is heavier for the drop. In Live 12, that can be handled with rack macros or group device states, so you can move fast without rebuilding the whole chain every time. And one more pro move, use clip automation for smaller performance style changes, like a fill throw or a quick top-end lift on just the last bar of a phrase. Bus automation is great for long arcs, but clip envelopes are perfect for detail. Before you call it done, always check the drums against the bass line. Go mono for a moment and listen to the kick and sub relationship. Check whether the snare still has body when summed down. Make sure your wide tops don't disappear or turn harsh. And listen for ugly pumping from the compressor. Also do a low volume check. This is huge. If the drums still read clearly when the monitor level is down, your balance and automation are probably in the right place. Don't chase loudness, chase clarity, controlled grime, and punch that survives at low volume. So to recap the workflow, build clean drum groups first. Get the raw balance right. Process the drum bus with EQ8, drum bus, glue compressor, saturator, and utility. Keep the compression controlled, and then automate drive, width, and send levels to make the arrangement evolve. If you do it right, the drum bus won't just sound good. It'll feel alive, like the kit is breathing with the track. And that's what turns a cool loop into a proper DNB tune. For your practice, try making a 16-bar section with just a break, kick, snare, and top loop. Route them into a drum bus. Add the stock effects. Automate the drive upward into the drop. And throw one snare hit into a delay on the last bar. Then listen to the second half and ask yourself, does it feel more urgent without adding more samples? If the answer is yes, you're on the right track.